Well, good day, everyone everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is a live weekly prophecy reality edition. The chat room is open, and the studio cam is on, and we're going to talk about news and current events first hour, and the second hour we're going to jump into a discussion on the beast powers, governments, and all of that apocalyptic, all of the apocalyptic symbols that are related to that, because that's the book I'm working on right now. That book will focus on the beast powers of apocalyptic prophecy and their related symbols, which is going to bring together both Daniel and the Revelation and establish what exactly is a beast power. And what are the symbols related to it? What do they mean? And we are looking deeply into the scripture to get our divine interpretation. So you want to check, stick around for that. I've only completed chapter two of the book. So I'm going to air it out just to help refine it and to give me a little more motivation on getting the work finished. But I'm going to do a chapter on every chapter in Revelation and Daniel that mention beast powers or has anything to do with beast powers and their symbols. And then, of course, we jump to the Revelation, and it'll be a focus on those chapters where the beast powers are mentioned, where they have anything to do with what's going on in the prophecy there. So that'll be my next work coming out. Yeah, another prophecy book just when I thought I was done. But it seems like it pleases God to keep me at the task and to show me what else needs to be done here with this task. And I kind of enjoy it. It keeps me in the Word of God. And anyway, so we'll be discussing that in the second hour. The first hour, your comments, your questions, the chat room is open. And if for you people in the chat room, you'll notice at the top, where it tells you, it says CTB, Cross the Border Prophecy Reality, on air now. Well, to the left of on air now, there's a code there. And we may find it necessary to lock the chat room. So that'll be the code to get in, meaning that you have to be on our page, because I found out people from that have other chat rooms from chat.org or whatever this chat room is from, by pressing that little plus green plus button, they can see what other chat rooms are open and they can cross over. And some of these people are a little immature. So you might want to lock people from coming from cross platforms. I want most of the people in this chat room. I don't mind people coming into the chat room if they can behave themselves. And, but I still haven't figured out how to use this chat. Now, I agree with Fireman Mike. He says, I miss the old format. Well, I do too, but the PHP is not being supported anymore. And I'm moving to a new server because I've had problems with my old server where the PHP was not updated, but then, the new server, I can't retrograde on it and to back to the PHP, version that will support the old chat room. So, and I've tried everything. So I've had to look for another chat room, and this is it. I like it. I'm getting used to it. It says, see, Mad in the room here came over from another room. And that's why I want everyone to pay attention to the code there to get into the room, because, this Mad guy obviously came over from somewhere else and he wants to bomb our room with the F word. Yeah. So very, very immature, stupid people. Yeah. They really need to grow up. So, and I could lock the room, and if it keeps happening, I'll end up locking the room. So you'll want to pay attention to that anyway. So anyway, welcome to the room. Welcome to the broadcast. We're still on our theme here. Do not underestimate the malevolent evil of the Antichrist and his shadow government. Okay? So, that's, I think a lot of people are underestimating, because the thing is, we're not going back from this. It doesn't matter. The truth can come out, but the Antichrist and his shadow government, they control, they own the money. They own the money power. We are here. We are at it. You know, you got all the dispensationalists and all the amillennials out there who believe in a type of dispensationalism, because they're still looking for the man of sin, the Antichrist, to appear. So in a way, they bought into dispensationalism. Some of them are just out and out dispensationalists, applying all this dispensationalist eschatology. But the Antichrist is already here. I mean, why do you think we don't have real money anymore? And the whole idea of the Inquisition is back. You know, I've been protesting against the mark of the beast, the one that is financial, so that you have to participate in the financial systems, to have bank accounts, get loans, things like that, to participate in the money creation process of the Antichrist. So you need a certain number to do that. Well, I've been protesting against that number now for 25 years at least. And my protest has grown stronger as I've seen that I've been excluded from the system, because the whole reason for the number is Inquisition. But they want total Inquisition, and that's what is going on in the world today. If you wonder, how do we get back to the old normal? We're not going back. They're not going to allow it. They don't care how many people are dying from the V. They don't care. They don't care that more people have died from this V than all of the other Vs in the history of recording V deaths. Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say the V. Yeah. We don't want to be kicked off midstream, because that's how much control they have. If you say certain words, if you express certain views, you know, they have algorithms to point you out so they can kick you off, because they have to control the narrative. And unfortunately, they control the narrative for most of people on Earth. Now, I know there are people that know the truth, that are seeking the truth, and they're putting it out there. And, you know, they're a large, you know, maybe they're 30, maybe they're 50% of the people. Okay. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's a lot of pushback. But the problem is, the people pushing back, they don't have the money. They don't control the media. They don't own the money. They don't get to decide who gets promoted in the world and who does not, because it takes money. Money is power, and they own it all. And they control all of the top governments of the world. They wrote their instructions for their shadow government some 400 or 500 years ago, their instructions. And we've been through that, the instructions for the shadow government that rule the world. And we see that they followed those instructions, and by following those instructions and adding to them and evolving them as they've gone along, that now they control education, they control the media, they control Washington, D.C. They own Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, it was their Washington, D.C. was their idea, because they knew that if they could concentrate power in the New World, that they would own it. And that's what they did, because that's been the ploy of the man of sin and his shadow government, is to concentrate power, because only when you concentrate power can you have total control over it. Now this government was, America was founded on the principle of a separation of powers, and the power being, you know, it wasn't supposed to be all in Washington, D.C. All those senators, okay, those senators were supposed to be answerable to the state legislature, the state governments. Each state was supposed to select, but they turned them into super congressmen and made it by popular vote. Because if you own the media, you control what people think and who they vote for. And, but all those congressmen, those, there's supposed to be one congressman for what, every 30,000, population. And they weren't supposed to be living in Washington, D.C. most of the year. And as a matter of fact, it's, by this time, it's totally unnecessary for those congressmen to be in Washington, D.C. And we should have one for every 30,000, people on, you know, population. So we should have a lot more congressmen than we do. And they should answer and live with the people they represent. That was the whole idea. But see, they've have perverted that so that they could concentrate power in Washington, D.C. And now it's like a sorority club. It's like, you know, it's all a private club now. They're all above us. They don't answer to the people. They answer to the corporations. They answer to the party. They answer to the Antichrist and his shadow government. And we're not going back. America, as you knew it, is not coming back. We've been hanging on by our nails for many years now. But it's not going back. Yes. V for Vendetta, says Jace. But not the way it's being used today. V is for something else. It's the word, the forbidden, the forbidden word, the one you're not supposed to tell the truth about. That's right. So anyway, let's see. What do we got? It's Animal House in D.C. Well, it's a whorehouse. I like Alfred Adast used to call it the house. Well, what did he call it? Now I forgot it. But it's a great line. Oh, the cat house on the hill. Yeah. The whores in the cat house on the hill. That's what he called it. So that, speaking of, Washington D.C. and, the Congress and the Senate there, the whores in the cat house on the hill. And they're all sellouts. And of course, the biggest sellout is the pretender in chief. You know, the guy that, they put at the head of their coup. China Joe. Just call him China Joe. And of course he belongs to the Antichrist. He's part of the Antichrist great apostasy. I'm sure the Pope, you know, when he sees the Pope probably puts the little wafer on his mouth, on his tongue all by himself, any opportunity he gets. Because, you know, that Jesuit Pope over there, the shadow government has exactly what they got. They've got everyone where they want. But, you know, there is something, and as I mentioned this last week, we have an event in prophecy that is coming up sometime between now, and I wish it could be sooner, but I think before it happens that the Antichrist and the shadow government, the man of sin, they're going to get their Mark of the Beast Inquisitions, because that's where all of this is tending to. That's why we don't have real money. They own the money, and they want to even take the semblance of paper money, you know, because you can hold it in your hand. They don't even, because possession is 9/10 of the law under common law. They don't even want that. They don't want you to hold it in your hand. That's why when they stop you, if you got $10,000 on your person, traveling in your automobile or getting on an airplane, they can steal it from you. Because they really do own it. You don't own it. That's the only reason they have the right to take it from you. There's civil asset forfeiture. And how this has been allowed to go on for 20 years is mind-boggling, but it has, and it still goes on. There's no end to it. So they own the money because it's fiat usury currency created by the Antichrist and his shadow government. But they want to do away with even the paper currency and the coins. They want it totally digital so that they can shut you off. See, I mean, that's the whole reason. They just create money out of thin air, and they don't even need to collect taxes. They could set up a system where they wouldn't need to collect taxes from any individual whatsoever, because They can recycle money through excise taxes, sales taxes. Excise taxes is like taxes on gas and different products or government services that the government, you know. So they could collect all the money they need by creating it, and then people would spend that money for government services, and they could recycle the money without having to run an inquisition on anybody. So see, the whole idea of right to privacy and all of the things that are in the Bill of Rights was so that we would not have inquisitions between the federal government and the people. And the state's governments would be accountable to the people in their state. But now the state governments aren't accountable to the people. The federal government, thanks to Donald Trump's warp speed, he rewarded the state governments with billions of dollars, more than they made in collecting taxes from the people. So you just ripped them right off. You don't think that was designed by the Antichrist and his shadow government to pay off the states so that the states weren't relying on the people that they were accountable to anymore? Where do you think Gavin Newsom got more money, that the state had a surplus last year? And how did that happen? All the years before, the states were going broke, but suddenly now they have surpluses that they did not get from the people, but they got from the federal government. So they have sold themselves, your state governments have sold themselves for the most part to the federal government to collect all that money. They have been paid off. The people have been ripped off. And see, that's what the money power of the Antichrist and his shadow government has done for them. Because, as the scripture says, money answers everything. Yeah, it's the answer to everything. No wonder the Antichrist wanted it so bad. And then you have all the dispensationalists and all the historicist deniers out there going, you know, waiting for the Antichrist to show up for some 7-year tribulation deception. He's already here. And they read in their Bible, oh, the Antichrist is going to have a mark of the beast. We're going to require everyone to buy, to have this mark to buy or sell a trade. But after we get raptured out, or after the man of sin has been revealed, then it's going to happen. No, it's already here. See, the reformers, the Protestant fathers got it right when they identified the papacy as the seat of the man of sin, the Antichrist, and the Roman Catholic Church as that great apostasy. You know, the name of it, Roman Catholic, is an oxymoron. Do you understand that? Speaking of capital C, okay, because Catholic means universal. So it's a Roman universal church. Well, if it's Roman, it's not universal, is it? You see, even the name of it is an oxymoron. But it was the great apostasy when it rose up, and it still is the greatest apostasy. Yeah, there's a bunch of little apostasies out there, and there are a lot of apostate individuals out there. There are evangelical churches, so-called, that are apostate. There's the Mormons, there's the SDAs, there's all kinds of apostasy going on all over the world. And, you know, they're all in the image of their mother, the harlot church. The greatest apostasy that ever exists. Where else would they get their, you know, who else? They all uphold and worship the papacy. All of those apostasies do. Yeah, they may not answer it to. They have their own brand of apostasy, but they all revere, you know, the man of sin, the one who claims to be the Papa, the great father on earth. Yeah. And his mother of harlots church. But yeah, they're going to get their way. We're going to have our Mark of the Beast inquisitions, unfortunately, and it's not going to be a lot of fun. To me, it's already not fun because they're destroying the economy. I mean, I bought a bag of dates that I used to get like for $3.50 And I thought that was expensive. Now that same bag is $8.99 for a 2-pound bag of dates. Meat, I was paying, 2 years ago, I was paying $22-$23 for a 10-pound box of ground beef patties. Now they're $33 and still going up. See, they're destroying our economy. They've already done that. That was part of the total, that was part of the project last year, was to disrupt and destroy small businesses, the middle class, the core of the family and business in the United States. They destroyed it, or most of it anyway. But they're still continuing the destruction. Even though the V doesn't work, they're insisting that everyone take it, even though it's killing more people than it could save if it really were what they say it is, and it really did what they say it does, which it doesn't. It does the opposite. It's killing two birds with one stone by mandating it and people unwilling to take it because it's so obviously wrong and deadly and does not do what they say it does. Who would participate in that? Well, a lot of people are duped into doing it, but somewhere between 30% and 50% of the people are saying, no way. I mean, I'll lose my job, but they've already incentivized people to not work. So, but people will lose their jobs. And of course, for the people of God, the elect of God, well, we have faith in God that He will take care of us. Even if we suffer want, it matters not, because our eyes are fixed on a prize that is eternal, not temporal. We're not trying to cling to something that we're going to lose anyway. We're trying to cling to something that's going to last forever. That's where the elect, that's where the faithful stand. So it matters not if we lose our jobs and our livelihoods, if we suffer want, if we have to suffer for our faith. It matters not, because we are clinging to the prize of eternal life. We're not going to take our eyes off that prize no matter what. That's what it means to live by faith. And it may require us to suffer want, because I've said it for years, I'd rather suffer want than capitulate to the mark of the beast and participate voluntarily in it. And for this, the V is making a divide among people. Because why would you take something that's suicidal? That's like playing Russian roulette. Nobody wants to play that game. I don't. You know, I already had a little bout with what you call it. Anyway, we're going to go into a break. I'll pick it up there on the other side. Looking for your comments, questions, articles, whatever links in the chat room. I'll check it out during the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host. Cause. and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality News Edition. And I guess we're going to look at some headlines of what's going on in the world out there. And I do have some headlines listed over here in my mailbox. So let's check them out. A disease of modern civilization threatens eradication of all life on planet Earth. While world leaders are distracted by the contrived crisis of the Sea Great Reset. The Great Reset. It's all the same thing. Climate change, the panic-demic. I guess I can say panic-demic. and the Great Reset. It's all the same thing. That's why you see the whole world moving in lockstep, some to a greater degree than others. Some are more stringent than others are, like when you see what's going on in Australia or New Zealand, speaking of the five English-speaking nations. This is where it's really being concentrated, because this was the free West, you know. These were the great bastions of liberty on Earth, with, of course, the United States is the hardest nut to crack. But when I see what's gone on over the last year and a half, it looks like the Antichrist and his shadow government are doing a real fine job of cracking that nut. Of course, they've been working on it. They've been working at it for over 200 years to get where they're at now. But with what they did last year through, the Donald and his warp speed. Yeah. Just think of it. Warp speed is like saying what I'm talking about when I talk about the 2030 march to the mark of the beast, because it's this final push to get everything done, because they've got close, you know. Remember 30 years ago in 1988, they said 30 years from now. Well, 2018 came. Things weren't quite ready, but they did set a new date, 2030. And, you know, come hell or high water, they plan on keeping that date. Yeah, so there's no way. But somewhere after they get their Mark of the Beast Inquisitions, after they get through all of that, I'm going to say after 2030, somewhere between 2030 and 2050. Yeah, there's a 20-year window. Something's going to happen. Unfortunately, it's not going to be right away after 2030. I wish it was. Maybe it will be. I could be wrong, but I think it's going to take at least another 10 years. But I don't know. You never know. I could be wrong about that, and I hope I am, that Mystery Babylon will be laid bare, that the world, the ten horns will turn on her and destroy her with fire and wipe her off the face of the earth. This is an event in prophecy that hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen before Christ returns. So the great whore, the whore that rides the beast, also called Mystery Babylon, the great harlot, is going to be destroyed, because I think it's going to become plain at some point. She's going to get arrogant again, because she'll forget her mistake that she made in history during her 1260-year overt reign. And she's going to get overt again. And all the people are going to look on her and go, what? And they're going to become enraged, and they're going to wipe her off the face of the planet, because the scripture says that God is going to put it into their minds to do this thing. And I should be looking that up in Revelation chapter, I believe it's chapter 18, the destruction of the mystery Babylon harlot, the whore that rides the beast, that they're going to destroy her because God's going to put it in their hearts to do that. Yeah, they're not going to do it because they're good. They're going to do it because they hate her. And when they see what she has done, when they recognize, right now people don't recognize what's going on and who's behind it. They're all deceived. Their eyes are blinded. Even most of the church. Yeah. Especially those that call themselves evangelicals. They consider Protestant like a swear word. They deny being Protestant anymore. That's because the Antichrist and his shadow government, through their, education intrigue and seminaries and every venue out there that they have available to them, which is just about every venue out there, they've programmed people into thinking certain ways about certain things. They've hidden history. But they're going to wake up and they're going to see how the whore has manipulated them. It's going to become apparent because she will get arrogant. She will not be able to help herself. Yeah. Yeah. You can read all about that in the Revelation. So let me see. Let me check the chat room. We got a little bit of, chatting going on here, I think. I seek every day to expose the evil harlot, says Patrick. I don't know if I know you, Patrick, or not. I do know a Patrick. He delivers my water. I have water delivered until I get my well in, which is supposed to be, they're supposed to be coming here in the next 2 weeks to dig my well. They've been very busy digging wells over here. So, and they're having a hard time getting parts for their rigs. Well, seek every day to expose the harlot. Well, yeah, this is what you do what you can out there. Tell everyone you know. Patrick in Tennessee, you know me, yes. Okay, Hebrews, for yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Well, amen to that. Have someone put, Gigi put Ezekiel there. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. I believe that was pointing to the siege of Jerusalem, where your money was worthless. Yeah. They were eating leather. They had no food whatsoever. They're even eating the dead. That's how desperate it became in the siege of Jerusalem. Their gold and their silver was worthless. But right now, you know, we're going into a time where your gold and your silver is going to be very valuable in the underground economy, because the black market is going to thrive. The tougher the Mark of the Beast inquisitions get, the stronger the black market is going to become. Even though it will be outlawed, it will still be strong, because what are people going to do? Who will not participate? Who have withdrawn because they will not get the V or the Mark of the Beast? It seems like those two are becoming the same thing. Because you have to be a believer. Either, you know, because I believe God. I believe that he knew what he was doing when he created mankind. I believe that he wrote the genetic code that they're massacring. I mean, that they're scrambling. I was reading a little bit about their CRISPR gene editing technology, and it's like, you know, it's like taking a chainsaw, using a chainsaw in surgery. That's about how good they are at gene editing. It's like your surgeon going in there to work on your appendix or something, or to do heart surgery with a chainsaw. That's how bad it is. That's how out of our control and how beyond us God's technology is. That it's like doing surgery with a chainsaw. That pretty much wraps it up. So when you think about them injecting you with something that's going to instruct your body, give new instructions into your cells to create something, and then no wonder we got all these problems. No wonder there are now more cancers than ever. It's like it's a flood of cancer, according to one oncologist. He says what he's seeing now is something like he's never seen before. But among the people, the V worshippers, okay, or those who have haphazardly taken it or mistakenly taken it, they're having V regret now, because of the problems. Says more cancer than ever before. It's going to be an onslaught of cancer. Of course, this is going to make the people that are producing this stuff even more rich. Yeah. They're creating more disease that they can, how much can they take from society? They're going to have it all. What's going to be left? People are going to starve so that they can have more billions. Yeah, well, it'll be kind of fun watching all of the billionaires fall from their precipice, because they are going to fall. Yeah, they are going to fall. When the economy crashes, those are the guys that are going to be jumping out windows. Either that or hunkering down with storage food, freeze-dried food, and try to save themselves from the mobs that are coming after them. Because when they turn on the harlot, the whore that rides the beast to destroy her with fire, they're going to turn on all of those renowned people now that are controlling the scene. They're going to turn on them too. Yeah. Yeah, the guillotines are going to be out. Not for us, but for all of those billionaires. They will be hunting billionaires when it comes to it. So we have got, quite a time coming. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that the earth will be filled with violence as it was in the days of Noah. The earth was filled with violence. We have violence here and there now. We don't know violence, It'd be like World War II everywhere. That's filled with violence. Filled to the brim with violence. It's not because they were genetic coding and this stuff, all this nonsense that they've been spreading around for years. We know they're doing that. But like I said, they're doing it with a chainsaw. They have no idea. And they certainly didn't have the technology then to do what they're doing now. Because that the giants and all that stuff from Genesis, that's a lot of fantasy. I have an article on my website about that. The Nephilim nonsense. You can look that up on my website. Just put Nephilim in the search engine there and you can get my take on Nephilim nonsense. No, but the earth will be filled with violence. And so we're going to see a lot of violence. And that means that a lot of God's people are going to be martyred. We know that's coming. Yeah. Look at how mad the world is already. They already hate us enough. Wait until they get a license to kill us. Because that's what they had during the Inquisitions. If you read your history of Western Europe, you'll see that people went mad hunting down Christians and anyone else who might have just got caught up or in the way, or if anyone had any mercy or sympathy, they could get caught up and murdered at the same time. This is the horrible history of Western Europe that the Antichrist and his shadow government doesn't want you to really know anything about. You mentioned the Inquisitions today, and people have no idea what you're talking about. You talk about, the genocide of hundreds of thousands and even millions over 1260 years. All that history has been hidden. They don't teach it anywhere. Most people don't have a clue. And some people are surprised to hear you say something like that. I never heard about that before. Huh, that's interesting. It's snowing in my chat room. Is it snowing in your chat room too? That's weird. Okay, well, that's kind of fun. Okay, so the disease of modern civilization threatens eradication of all life. But see, God has something planned for those that are destroying the earth. And that's what they're doing. They're destroying God's earth and his creation. They're doing everything they can to kill mankind. That's what your billionaire friends are doing, like Bill Gates and all his ilk Fauci, yeah, that guy. That's what warp speed is all about. That's what lockstep is all about, because they did a little preview of it the year before and just said, oh, that looks good, let's do that. And then they did it. And here we are in it. And we're never going back. It's just going to get worse and worse. They're destroying our economy. They're destroying our commerce, our supply chain. Things are going to be hard to get. Everything's going to skyrocket out of control. And then they're going to introduce and say, we have to do the mark of the beast, the one world digital currency. We have to do it, you know? So it won't be just the unvaccinated, but it'll be those who won't capitulate, who don't want to participate in the mark of the beast monetary system. They'll be coming after all of us. They don't care. The more people they can kill, the happier they are. Unfortunately, but that's true, you know, and that's why I said what I said. When I said, do not underestimate the malevolent evil of the Antichrist and his shadow government. They'll do whatever is necessary, whatever their master tempts them to do, and especially if they think they can do it and get away with it, they will do it. And we have history to show that to us. And I've gone through the history of Protestantism by James A. Wiley. You can read Fox's Book of Martyrs for yourself. Get James A. Wiley's History of Protestantism. Read it for yourself. Read about what happened, how the Antichrist, how he stirred up the mob, and people went on a killing rampage. And why would they do that? Because the Antichrist offered them absolution, told them they would get to go to heaven, that God would reward them for satisfying their evil lust, their murderous rampages, their theft of property, and their destruction of the lives of innocent men, women, and children. So if they did it in history, whatever has happened can happen. You know, I used to think, well, it couldn't happen in America. You know, well, I hope you're changing your mind about that by now, because it's getting worse and worse. And, you know, the main thing, what do we need to do about it on a personal level? You need to get out God's word. You need to be intimate with God's word. You need to be reading God's word and knowing it so that you can stand, so the Holy Spirit can work. You know, if you don't fill that well, if that well in you is empty, you know, the place where the word of God should be filling you up, what is God going to draw on? You know, I've been, you know, this is a message that I've been giving to a lot of people lately on a personal basis. Man, get in God's word. Know it. Read it. Know it intimately. You know, so that you won't be led astray. You must know it. You know, you can listen to God's word. You can listen to good, get some good reform, gospel preaching. listen to it while you're at work, while you're doing menial tasks or whatever you're doing all day long. You know, don't have that idolatry of romance music in your earbuds or stupid nonsense or stupid Rush Limbaugh. No, he's dead. Well, whatever you have to take his place these days, you know, listen to good Bible teaching. Listen to news that, you know, like you could listen to Dave. If you need your news, you need to know what's going on out there, which I don't blame you. Listen to David Knight in the afternoon on First Amendment Radio, or overnight, or early in the morning if you're there on the other coast. You can listen to him. We put him on First Amendment Radio, so you know what's going on out there. You'll know why you need to keep in God's Word. You'll know why you have to lean on nothing but the gospel truth and the prize of eternal life, because our life here is fleeting fast. It could end at any time. The life as we know it is already fled. And what's left of it is going away quickly. You know, 2030 is their agenda. And they're pushing really hard. Look how much progress they have made since 2020. It is mind-boggling. It is warp speed. Donald Trump was not your friend. When he introduced warp speed, he was doing his part for the Antichrist, for the man of sin, for the shadow government that rules for the Antichrist. He was under orders and he followed his orders. Maybe he didn't like it, but it doesn't matter, because he's a lost man under the control of Satan. And if he wasn't, they'd have probably murdered him. They would probably have killed him. Plenty of people out there that would have loved to kill President Trump. All they had to do was let him loose, let him go at it, and arrange it. I mean, who do you think is behind all of the assassinations of especially those governments in Africa? What was it? I think three leaders of African nations have died after rejecting the V, after not following orders, not going in lockstep with the Antichrist and his shadow government. Yeah. You've all heard it. You all heard the news. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, let's see. Is somebody going to talk to me? Your name and where you're calling from. Yes, indeed. I don't know why this person bothers. Yeah. I still have the number on the page there if anyone wants to call in. But, I mean, what more needs to be said? You know? So that's why I have First Amendment Radio. It's about a worldview. And there's good gospel, reform, Bible teaching on there. And then there's some stuff that maybe is not as good, and maybe some programs, other news programs, whatever. Listen to what you can. But it's about, you know, it's about shaping your mind to the truth. It's about keeping a world view before you that is more godly. That's what my mission is with First Amendment Radio. That's why I have it on all day. Well, plus I need to monitor since it is part of my ministry. Let's see, Ty says, amen, it's getting crazy. The V passport is infuriating. Hang the politicians. Well, I said that time's coming. You know, not soon enough, I might add, but it is coming. Let's see. It's though he did die in the 1990s, knowing how they mask like movies. Who died? Yeah. Truth journey hasn't begun yet, but God has kept those memories in my subconscious for this time. So the truth journey, huh? Ash in the chat room, starting to figure out what you're saying there. Well, that's enough about the prophecy reality of the day. In the next hour, I'm going to start my exposition of the beast, just a discussion, and see if you can take part in that, comments, questions. So make sure you come back for that. We'll see you after the news.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Prophecy Reality. We do this live weekly every Wednesday morning. We jump into the chat room at firstamendmentradio.com. You can go there, click on the chat button. Do notice there is a new chat room, and we will be moving off of our old server, which was at www.far.com/chat. We'll be moving to chat.firstamendmentradio.com. So you can go there right now and save that link to the chat room that will last. At least as long as we're able to stay on the internet, because speaking of what we've been speaking of, I believe that sometime 2030 there before or after, anyone who doesn't have the mark will also be excluded from the internet, from having a URL. There will be a dark web, perhaps, to get on the internet. I don't know how that's going to work, but I think we'll figure it out when the time comes. So we have many interesting things in the future to look forward to coming up. I did see a few comments in the chat room. And yes, Patrick, I do remember when I interviewed you several years ago. That's right. That you got kicked out of some kind of a church or something, or education program or something, because you didn't buy into dispensational futurism, but yeah, you expressed historicist beliefs. I believe it was something like that, if I remember correctly. But yeah, so good to see you again. I don't know, maybe you've been here all the time under a different name, but yeah, it's good to have you back here, man. Anyway, see, Anvil in the chat room says, if the UN is the image of the beast, what and how is the mark of the papacy enforced? Okay, the mark of the, well, there's the term mark of the papacy. There's that isn't in the scripture. It's always been the mark of the beast, as it's been expressed in history as well, because the mark of the beast was expressed in history as the mark of the papacy, basically, because it was those that worshipped according to the head of the beast during his 1260 year overt reign, when he when he was in control of Western Europe. And anyone who worshipped was idolatry, like Mariolatry, or accepted transubstantiation, were to attend Mass regularly. Anyone who believed that their reverence of the great Papa was necessary for salvation, that they couldn't be saved without, you know, that organization, they were said to have the mark of the beast. So we read about that in history when judgment fell on those that had the mark of the beast and on the seat of the beast. Of course, the seat of the beast in that prophecy was the papacy. So in history, there's always been a mark of the beast, and that is anything that identifies you as an adherent or a worshiper or as a subject of or subject to the Antichrist power, okay, would be a mark of the beast. But there's a peculiarity in chapter 13 of the Revelation, and that's really what we're talking about here. With this comment, if the UN is the image of the beast, because the UN has just risen up. So now we're not talking about that, the history of the 1260 years. We're talking about present day now. Now, when they roll out this final form, because they're doing away with all the money powers, all the separate monetary systems of the world, the Antichrist already has pretty much, you know, total control of monetary systems of the world. He has his central banks in all the nations, but he wants total total inquisitorial control over every individual on earth. That's what he wants. And the only way he's going to get that is by the reintroduction of a new one world monetary system, and the UN being the image of the beast, being the image through which the Antichrist or the man of sin in his shadow government vicariously rule the world. See, that's where all power is aggregated in one, that image of the beast. Because the UN is an image, and I talk about that. This book I'm writing right now discusses that. The first chapter, the first Bible chapter I cover is Daniel chapter 2, because there is an image there, and the image is a conglomeration of all the powers of the world at that time and leading up to the Roman Empire, and how the Rome stands, although it changes form to where it is now. If I have to place us in the image where we're at today, it would be in the 10 toes of iron and clay of that image of Daniel chapter 2, because that image stands until Christ returns, and represented by the stone cut out without hands, which strikes the image in the feet, and then the 10 toes of iron and clay, and shatters it, and it's driven away like the chaff of the threshing floor, so that no more place is found for those governments, those powers in the earth, because Christ will be the only power in the earth. Now, the people of the nations of all the world, they will be there, many of them represented in Christ's kingdom, in the elect that are resurrected from the dead, and there will be representatives of many of those nations as those who, the mortals that live through that final conflagration when Christ returns, and that help to populate and procreate during the millennial reign of Christ. So I hope that answers your question on the UN. So read chapter 13, and the peculiarity there is the financial mark of the beast that's going to be enforced upon the entire world, on the whole earth. And that's the peculiarity of this end time, the era that we're moving into rapidly right now. We see it forming before our eyes. Nobody can deny what's going on unless they're total idiots. Or they're in total denial of reality. So, okay, hope that answers that. Let's see, Jesuit Fiends in the chat room says, yes, my fellow Americans are still deceived at this late hour. The Luciferian Jesuits mocking them every hour on every Laterna Magica medium as the culmination of their 5 centuries-old plan envelops the whole earth with their high-technology sorcery. The breadth of their wicked enterprise is staggering. I totally agree. You know, that's why I'm calling it the Antichrist Borg jab, transhuman jab. That's what it's all about. And it's just part of it. It's just leading up to what he really wants. Total control, total inquisitorial power into every single individual so that he can extirpate all heretics on an individual level. Everyone on the whole earth. That's the kind of power the Antichrist has always wanted and still desires today. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Nicholas. This is Chuck from Missouri.
How you doing, Chuck?
Pretty good, yourself?
No, not bad. What do you got for us, Chuck?
I had a question about Revelation 16:21.
Okay.
That's part of the seventh bowl of wrath or vial of wrath.
Right.
Where large hailstones come down. How would you expect that to manifest? Would that be a great war or just violence in general or something else?
Huh. I'll have to look at that and see what I think of that. 16:21, huh? Are you looking at that right now? Is that the wrath of, that's one of the vials or the bowls? Oh, okay, the seventh vial. Well, I would have to say for the seventh vial, just going off the cuff here, likely that'll be when Christ returns or the Battle of Armageddon. I'm just going off the cuff here, but I'll look into it and see what I can, what I can come. I don't think I'm going to get there today, but maybe next week, but I'll make a note of it. Or.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that's a good question, and I'll have to look it up in the scripture. He said, for chapter 16, verse... I'm already losing it. It's a lot to keep everything going in mind during a live broadcast here. Let's see, chapter 16, and... The sixth angel poured out his vial. So I saw 3 unclean spirits. Oh yeah, and the seventh angel poured out his vial. So if I have to place us right now, we're in the vial we're in the era covered by the sixth vial because the 3 unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, and it says, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, or pretend miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth, and of the whole world, and this is the purpose of them, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So we're in the preparatory period for the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And that's when Jesus returns and the great battle ensues. And I don't know how long that's going to take. I believe that's going to be another period of years when Christ returns. That I believe it's going to be a period of years. That we, the elect, all of those that are resurrected, with all of the elect before from the Old Testament era, and all of the elect of the New Testament era, are going to join Christ in the resurrection when he returns. And what we're going to be doing during that time is, well, it's going to be like a family reunion that you've never seen. and meeting all of your brothers and sisters that you've never met before, there's going to be a lot going on. One thing that, Jesus and the elect that are with him are not going to be worried about is what's going on in the world. They will be in derision. They will be counseling together against the Lord and against his anointed. They will be making plans while they make entreaties for peace, because Jesus is going to come back with an announcement. I'm here. I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm taking over. And let's see how they react to that. Yeah, while we ignore them for a while, because I think we're going to ignore them for a while. We're going to let them have their derision. And I think we're going to do what we should do as a family that is meeting and having this great family reunion for whatever period is required for us before the great day of God Almighty and the battle ensues. Yeah. So, but yeah, that'll be it. And then it goes, the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And I believe that's when and there came a great voice out of the temple from the throne saying, it is done. Voices, thunders, lightnings. There was a great earthquake. Such was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And so we'll see how that plays out in the time to come. Yeah. And how exactly when and where what happens. You know, we can only speculate as to the exact details. The only prophecy we know is that which has already been fulfilled. You know, that's our historicist position. Okay. Let's see. I've been pushing the idea that the jab is the mark. They're buying the deception, Patrick says. Yeah. So, imagine the very worst you can imagine, that I will tell you that it's going to be much worse than that. Well, you try to imagine, you know, if you can dig a little deeper into the reality of what the Bible exposes about the earth being filled with violence in the time of Noah. It was pretty bad. I mean, it was so bad that God had to destroy it. Well, we're coming to that time, but God's not going to let them destroy the earth. He will come on his time schedule, not on the rapture time schedule. Sorry for all you dispensationalists out there that are looking for a secret rapture and a seven-year tribulation when you're not going to be here. Yeah. Don't be taken in by that. That's why the Antichrist or Satan and his minions have developed all of this false prophecy to delude you into accepting his narrative, so that you'll capitulate to the mark of the beast when the time comes. Anyway, I'm going to share a little bit and jump into what I'm writing for my book here. Let's see. Oh, that's Daniel chapter 2. And where was I? For those that you don't know the difference between these, I'm going to read some definitions right now. Historicism, and this is my definition for historicism, is the tenet that chapters 6 through 19 of the Revelation contain the prophecy of the church in the world from the end of the first century until the second coming of Christ, resurrection of the saints, and the establishment of Jesus' earthly reign for the final millennium of this creation era. History verifies that which has already been fulfilled. Understanding of the cryptic symbols and events described vary among different expositors. Historicists are unified for the most part on the 1260-year reign of the papacy, filling the 2 Thessalonians 2 seat of the man of sin, and the Roman Church being the great apostasy commensurate with the same text, and the 70 weeks of Daniel being contiguous, and terminating 7 years after Jesus' appearance as Messiah at his Jordan River baptism. So I hope we're all on the same page there, all of us historicists. Dispensational futurism. Okay, so, 'cause a lot of dispensational futurists, they don't even know that they're dispensational futurists. They just think that what they're being taught is the truth because they've watched their preachers open the Bible and jump around and use a lot of conjecture to convince them of dispensational futurism. But it is the belief in a pre-tribulation secret rapture of the Gentile church and separate plans of salvation and covenant for the Gentile church and the Jewish nation, requiring a 7-year period, tribulation period, for God to deal specifically with the Jewish nation before the return of Christ. And that's why they believe that the church is taken off the earth for 7 years and they go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I guess the Jews get to miss that, though, the Jewish believers. Oh, you know, the apostles and all those Jews that fled Jerusalem because they obeyed Jesus, they're going to miss out on it because they're Jews. They got a separate plan of salvation. Yeah, see, that's total nonsense. So they also embrace several gap theories, dispensational futurism does. One inserted into the 70 weeks of Daniel, and the other gap overleaps the entire church era in the book of Revelation, because the Revelation, after Jesus, you know, epistles to the churches, if he leaves the church and he deals with the Jewish nation entirely until, of course, the millennium in chapter 20. It's all about the Jewish nation and the great tribulation period, and all of the calamity of the entire Bible or the entire Revelation is relegated to this 7-year tribulation period, which, thank God, they will not be here for, because they're going to be secretly raptured away. Yeah. Never understood that secret rapture myself. I mean, how is it a secret if everyone knows about it? And if billions of people disappear, as they think, or hundreds of millions, or, you know, how is that going to be a secret? I think it's a secret because it's not in the Bible, and it was revealed to some girl in some charismatic church at the beginning of the 19th century. Yeah. So anyway, that's historicism, dispensational futurism. And of course, then there's amillennialism, which is another false prophecy, yeah, delusional type thing, that has no place in Scripture. It's not explicitly expressed anywhere in the Bible. They got nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Show me one explicit amillennial text in the Scripture. There are none. You can't show me one because there are none. Just like you can't show me a pre-tribulation rapture. You know, all you got is conjecture. Yeah. Okay. I'll be back and we'll discuss more on what we've been talking about after some.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to a live edition of Prophecy Reality on FirstAmendmentRadio.com or .net. And we're having a little discussion over here. Someone asked about Mystery Babylon. Jay says, do you think the Universal Church Catholic will soon transparently morph into the universe Mystery Babylon religion? Well, it already is the Mystery Babylon religion. As a matter of fact, from chapter 17, verse 5, it says, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Now, I believe this Mystery Babylon the Great is a reference to the Vatican, which is the head, not the people. There's a lot of good people in the Catholic Church. I know, you know. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I knew a lot of good people in my life, a lot of good Catholic people. And you know what God says in the very book that we're reading from? You know what He says to the good people in the Catholic Church? He says, come out of her, my people. So He has people in there, and they're good people. So He says, He calls them to come out of her, that you be not partakers of her judgment when that comes. But anyway, going back to Mystery Babylon the Great, this name upon her forehead was written. So this would be a description of the Vatican, as the Vatican is the whore that rides the beast. It controls the beast. Like when I ride a horse, I control that horse. Okay? If you know what you're doing, you're on a horse, you ride the horse, you control the horse. You control the beast. Okay? This is the whore that rides the beast. And she is riding the beast of world government right now. The image is hers, that is, the UN is hers. She owns Washington, D.C., and she is just about in every other nation on the earth. She owns China. She controls them all right now. The world doesn't see it, and when they do see it, when it becomes so evident, when she gets cocky again and starts to announce who she is, then that's when the 10 horns of the beast are going to turn on her. Those 10 governments are going to turn on her and destroy her with fire. That is the Vatican. Okay, that's who we're talking about, not the people. You know, a lot of the people are deluded, but there are good people in there. God's calling them to come out. He's been calling them out for 500 years since the Reformation. He's been calling people out. He called me out. I was born in it. You know, my mother was a Catholic. I guess my father was a Catholic too. Yeah. Although my father never went to church, and my mother died while I was an infant, so I never knew her. But, you know, I was born a Catholic. I was considered a Catholic. That's the way that worked. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about Mystery Babylon or the whore that rides the beast. It's all a reference to this apostate religious power, this hierarchy headed by the man of sin, otherwise known as the Antichrist, or also known as the false prophet of the scripture. No, the false prophet is not a separate beast power. That's why I'm writing the book I'm writing now on the beast powers and their associated symbols. I still haven't settled on a title for the book yet, but yeah, so we got a few spillovers from other chat rooms here, like Beeswax and guests. You're welcome in this room. You're welcome to listen to First Amendment Radio. Find out what we're all about, what we think. Just listen for 24 hours And if the Spirit of God moves you, convicts you of sin, then respond. Open your Bible, read it, and obtain eternal life. I mean, that's the offer. That's what the gospel is all about. It's about you as an individual obtaining eternal life, because we're all going to die. So why fight to keep that which you're going to lose anyway? Why not fight to obtain that which you cannot ever lose? And that is all the promises of God can be yours. Anyway, back to our text here. Okay, a brief outline of beast powers and related symbols. So much about these symbols are assumed and believed with very little biblical foundation. Certainly, God has explicitly used these symbols to represent what He reveals in divine interpretation. Divine interpretation is only what the Bible itself explicitly reveals as an interpretation in the context of any apocalyptic symbol or symbols used. For instance, in Daniel 7, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, four governing powers are introduced to Daniel as various beasts or animals. The first was like a lion, a second like to a bear, and the third like a leopard. The fourth, it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. We also learned that these four great beasts came up from the sea. That's the symbol being used to represent where they rose up in the earth. So, and when we overlay Daniel chapters 2, 7, and 8, these four powers are revealed as Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, describing them as kingdoms and using the word nation. History verifies that these four and different powerful nations individually rose up in the Western European locality of the Old World. Babylon first conquered Israel and assimilated all of the nations around her on its rise to power. The Medes and Persians then conquered Babylon and assimilated all that it had conquered. Alexander the Great, in his turn, took everything for Greece. When Alexander died, his kingdom was divided between four of his generals. Out of one of those divisions, the Roman Empire rose up, then conquered and assimilated the whole of Western Europe. According to the divine interpretation given in the text, with the prophecies, along with the witness of history, we verify the meaning of the beast symbol and the associated symbols attached to it. I can't tell who because it's hard for me to read. Oh, Sid says I love prophecy. Yeah, I do too, because prophecy gets me closer to my promise. You know, the best prophecy is all of the promises that God has made to His people for eternity. And I'll tell you, I'm there. I want it. You know, and by prophecy fulfilled in history, it verifies that the prophecy and the promises of God that are yet to come are sure, that I can trust in them and I can believe them, because God, what God said would come to pass in the past came to pass in subsequent history that followed, and it has continued to unfold. The prophecy has, the things that God said would happen continue to unfold as history unfolds. So we know that the promises of God are true. This is why God gave us His Word. He gave us prophecy, history in advance, to verify that it is His Word and it is a sure prophecy. So we can trust the Word of God. We know it's true because it tells us what's going to happen before it happens. And then it's verified as history unfolds the prophecy that God gave in advance. Let's see. Okay, good conversation going on there between Guest and Ash. Give them some good links to where he can get information, or he should, you know, he could listen to David Knight in the afternoon here. He'll unload with you on everything, starting at 2 o'clock. Of course, before that, we have a good financial program, which you might find interesting at 1 o'clock. I'm speaking, Pacific time here. I don't know what time your zone you're there in, but yeah, just continue to listen to First Amendment Radio throughout the day. We have an app. You can listen to it on your smartphone. Okay. So anyway, according to the divine interpretation, getting back to our text. So number one, they all dominated the Israel of God before Christ, national Israel, after Christ, the church. So we're speaking about apocalyptic beast powers. This is what we learn from the scripture and from history itself. Number two, each peace power, as it rose up, had power over a specific locality identified as an individual nation, kingdom, or nation, and they were original powers when they rose up. Three, each of the enumerated four sea beasts of Daniel conquered and assimilated the people and territory of the beasts before it, having risen up from the same locality, the symbolic sea, Western Europe. This is verified by history itself, then later by divine interpretation at Revelation 17:15, as, quote, the waters, or sea, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Four, the sea symbol represents the locality where these four individual beast powers rose up. In this case, Western Europe. Five, none of the succeeding sea beasts were a division of any of the ones before them. They only assimilate when in the same locality. They do not divide into another beast power. Any division of a beast is noted by the addition of horns. Six, horns appear on a beast when there's a notable division of power. We learn this first from, quote, the ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia, Daniel 8:20, and the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king, of course, Alexander the Great. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation. And that's from Daniel 8:21 through 22. Now we fast forward to the beast symbols that appear in the Revelation and the New Testament era. Chapter 12 introduces a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Daniel 7 tells us that, quote, it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns, and it shall devour the whole earth. The previous three were depicted as warm-blooded animals, whereas this fourth beast, is cold-blooded. It's being depicted, of course, we don't learn until the Revelation that it appears as a dragon and as a red dragon, whereas we were notified in Daniel what these other beasts appeared as, and they all appeared as warm-blooded animals. This one appears as a cold-blooded animal, a red dragon. It devours the whole earth, and it is the only one with multiple heads. So the saying that it is diverse, we find out that it is diverse, it is different from these other nations in many ways. It devours the whole earth. It has multiple heads. It's a dragon. It's cold-blooded, not warm-blooded like the three before it. We also notice the introduction of the symbolic crowns. There are no crowns on the other ones. This is where the crowns are introduced, and they're introduced in the Revelation and only noticed twice, and that is Revelation 12 and 13, the symbolic crowns or diadems. Okay. Chapter 13 again introduces the sea beast having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns the crowns, whereas when it was introduced in chapter 12, the crowns were upon the heads, the 7 crowns upon his heads. Now, in the era, and I believe the era that we are in now, and I believe since the rise of the man of sin and the great apostasy and its 1260-year reign, that the crowns are upon the horns, though there was that little horn power that subdued 3 and controlled the other 10, or and controlled all 10, for that 1260 years. But it lost that overt reign at the end of the 1260 years. And the crowns are still upon the heads, but now we have, I believe, what is depicted as the woman riding the beast and vicariously ruling the world through the image of the beast and through its intrigue, the intrigue of its shadow government, because it is regarded as the beast that was and is not, yet is. Meaning that there's some intrigue there, that it doesn't appear to be what it is, or it doesn't appear as it used to appear, which we know was overt for 1260 years. And chapter 13 so introduces the beast, leading into this era, which evolves into the era we're in now, where it loses its power or receives the deadly head wound for a while. But then its deadly head wound is healed. And I believe that's where we're at, that the head wound has been healed, that it is vicariously ruling because it was and is not, yet is. That's the era of the beast that we're in now. So chapter 13 introduces again the sea beast having 7 heads, 10 horns upon his horns, 10 crowns. And I guess we're going to pick up on this and continue this next week. You're listening to Cross the Border, Prophecy Reality. My name is Nicholas. I want to thank you all for showing up. And may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel the narrow way that leads to life.